Strange Lines just closed. One of my ladies is about.
I'm not.
off the clock. It's 10:15 now. In the period of 5 minutes, 3 gins have risen. Manjidani, Patanam Padada, and Mana Malidi. All 3 surrounded the patient. Manu started talking gin talk to the patient. I imagine an attempt to get her gin to rise. Women started to get up, dance. And as it stands now, the patient is just sitting there like a bump. No luck at all. song was significant just before it started. Bahedjo decided he thought he'd end the whole thing and go home. Everybody looked a little bit lazy. The jinns weren't rising as he expected. So the song is an answer to his words. Thursday, September 24th, 1976. This, I believe, is going to be the last day of Ramadan. The new month should bloom tomorrow. I'm going to the mosque and I'm going to try and get someone who is going to Nia tonight.
وبسيد الأمم ونور البشر سيدنا وسندنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم آمين التفت على نية الصوم أستغفر الله العظيم وأتوب إليه
أستغفر الله أستغفر الله
أستغفر ربي يا ربي أستغفر ربي يا ربي أستغفر ربي ثم وأتوب إليه
أستغفر ربي أستغفر ربي
ربي توب علينا الحمد لله رب العالمين نويت الصيام وعليك الدمام والحمد لله رب العالمين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أستغفر الله نسألك الجنة إلهي ونعوذ بك من النار اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو
اللهم إنك عفو الكريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم العفو
اللهم إنك عفو
يبشرهم ربهم برحمة من هو رضوان وجنات لهم فيها نعيم مقيم خالدين فيها أبدا إن الله عنده أجر عظيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي
Because when
the person who led those prayers tonight was Sidi Jabir, and close by him was Missy Bao. On the Euphoro was, I'd say about 10 young girls who were participating. Participation seems to have been less as the days go on. And of course there were men inside the mosque at that time. The only other comment that I want to make is that side by side, and both in time and in space, while Sidi was saying his prayers, there was a meeting of the Jumeau going on at the other side of the Euphoro. And it just seemed awkward to me that the Jumeau just kept talking and talking as if nothing was going on. All of them are old enough to be in the prayer, to be in the mosque saying prayers at that time. As far as respect is concerned, it was always my impression that when the person led the prayers while he was near the people here, that you just show him a certain amount of respect and you keep your mouth shut and you participate in the prayers, but that didn't happen. So, to me it was an awkward moment. Everybody else, they didn't seem to give a shit. So, it just seemed like quite an opposition to me. On the one hand, you have the religion going on in the mosque. On the other hand, you have a meeting of the youth association 30 feet away, and both seem to ignore each other. So that's that.
I was lazy this morning. I slept in. There's school today, so Zoe and I both slept in. And Louise is home today, but she didn't talk to me yet, so I don't know what the hell's going on. I guess I'll have to go down and ask her what's doing. Can't believe her, what the hell? Didn't need to tell anybody what's going on. Oh, I get so aggravated. Of course I'm just a beastie on wheelies, I guess. Maybe I expect too much, I don't know. I do like to know what's going on with my daughter, though. But we'll see. Zoe's over at Raz's right now. Started making her sundress. I'm just about done with that. I want to get it done before I go to work. I don't have any vibes about tonight yet. I'm afraid to think about it. Well, at least I'm not on call. Of course, that doesn't mean anything. I might be there late anyway. Again. So, well, dearie. It's about all it's doing. Oh, I don't remember if I told you that on Wednesday, I guess it was. Yeah. I talked to Frank and Emma about when they could watch Zoe for me, you know, while she's on jury duty, or while she's on jury duty. And they said, you know, we made arrangements. And yesterday, Zoe went to Glenda's till Mom picked her up, and apparently they had a great time, and she had dinner there and everything, and she was real good. I haven't even talked to Glenda since, but then she came home and went over to Raz's. Mom never saw her at 8 o'clock. Gave her a bath, let her watch TV, and she went to bed. Yeah. Bless her heart. But, Raz's are supposed to watch her this afternoon, but I don't know what Louise has planned if she wants to. I don't know. But on Wednesday, I took Frank out and showed him where the temple was and where school was so that he could take Zoe up on Monday for me, because I'm on call Sunday night, and if I get called out, I won't have to work Monday. But if I don't get called out, I will have to work Monday. So, we'll just see how it goes. And, you know, if need be, Frank will take her up to school for me. So I just showed him around, and I introduced him to the teacher, and, you know, like that. And, let's see, what else? Oh, when Frank and I were going up, you know, I was telling him how much I appreciated them taking such good care of Zoe. And he told me that they loved her like a granddaughter, and when she's not around, they miss her, and they just enjoy being around her and having her around. And, you know, and he said that it wasn't imposing or putting them out of their way. And he said, you know, that it worked two ways, that maybe someday they'd need me for something. So, you know, I hope they will take me up on it if they do. And, you know, that was nice of them, of him, you know. Appreciated that. So, gives me a little more security about Zoe, that I have somebody that I definitely can rely on. Rather than mealy mouth down there, but that's not fair. Well, what can you do? Got a note from you today. I presume I'll soon be getting a tape, I hope. And, still waiting for those slides to come back and for those pictures, those prints. So we'll see. We shall see. Supposed to be a thunderstorm tonight. Better not. Last night was a full moon. And the moon's full. Oh, I always look at the moon and think of you and what's going on there in Sodom. Full moon and I think, oh boy, no fish, no meat. Seems to me, though, that holiday time is soon coming and you'll soon be getting some good meals, so that'll be nice. I miss you, John. Jeez, do I miss you. You know, it's only 2 months since you've been gone, and it feels like 2 years already. Oh, I'll be so glad when this is all done. Last night I did finish reading Among the Elephants, and I just enjoyed that book so much. Thoroughly, completely, and entirely. Enjoyed it very much. Well, my dear, that's about it. I finished the sundress. I'm trying to get Zoe to talk to you, but I'm going to have to get a conversation going that she doesn't know about. Yeah. Recorder's right here, and I can just push the button and yak. That would be good, huh? Well, I'm going to go down and talk to my sister-in-law and see what's going on. I love you, John. I miss you more than ever. Take good care of yourself. Talk to you later.
About there?
Mother?
Yes.
I have to go in.
Your sundress is nearly finished. Are you excited?
They're still cutting my meat.
Cutting your meat? got this material?
Where? Yeah.
From seed to leaf. You forgot.
Yeah.
way up to your elbows.
Ew, you're sticky all the way up to your elbows. You're sticky all the way up to your elbows.
I think you're being silly.
Please.
Did you tell Daddy about the new doll that Em gave him?
No.
You didn't?
No.
I think she's really super.
Really super?
Really.
Come on, Daddy.
Thank you.
No.
You just said pink. Orange. I sure did. Oh, I figured you would.
You want to take a risk?
I beg your pardon.
You want to take a risk? Yeah. Yeah,
I'm good. Now look. You eat it right. Yeah, well, you don't eat slop. Don, she just threw the wrapper at me. Oh, shoot, I missed. Don't you dare.
I did it, guys.
You missed.
I'll get you now.
It's 10 till 12 on May the, 14th, Friday. Sounds about right. I've been home from work for a while. We did zero, nothing. In fact, I worked on a tablecloth and we played poker all night. How's that, getting paid for playing poker? Oh, no, I take that back. I cleaned out two refrigerators. Friday night's the night we have to defrost the fridges in the doctor's lounge and the nurse's lounge. It's really a lot of fun. Eww. Mom's over at the kitchen making noise. I'll have to pick at her. You know. Hear that? I'll have to get her to talk. She doesn't like to talk. She's shy. That little episode on the recorder this afternoon right before I got ready to go to work. I think I had just finished talking to you a couple minutes before that. And Zoe came in. And I just clicked it on. And she didn't pay too much attention to it, even though she knew it was on. The really weird whirring sound was my ever-faithful sewing machine. And the clips were my scissors. And at one point I was running water at the kitchen. And the radio, well, you always know the radio. I don't know if you mind that or not. You know, sometimes when it's on, I just leave it on. I think maybe you'd appreciate hearing some of the music that's out. And that song that we were singing to you is nice. I like that. Sort of appropriate. You know, what else? Zoe and I sing that together a lot. I was glad it came on then. And right before I got ready to go to work, Zoe finished her second popsicle and she went in the bathroom to get washed up. And I was putting my machine and my stuff away and she started crying. And I went in and I asked her what was wrong and she said, oh, I have a terrible bellyache, I'm so sick. And she was really crying hard, and I said, you don't want me to go to work, do you? And she said, no. She said, I love you, and I don't want you to go to work. And crying and crying, and it really makes me feel bad. And I told her, tomorrow I'm off, and I'll spend the whole day with her. And, you know, that was okay, that's all right. But, and then Mom said tonight at bedtime, she missed her mommy, she missed her daddy, and she started crying all over again. And she said, I wish I was Stacy. And I guess Mom asked her why, and she said, because Anita never goes away. Anita's always with Stacy. Which, you know, surprised Mom. And when she told me, it surprised me, because I, you know, we both thought she meant our Stacy, but she meant the other one, and that, made me feel kind of bad. There isn't too awful much I can do about that right now, so that's the way I feel about it. But Mom said she settled down after a while, and she stayed over at Raz's all evening again. Had dinner there. Frank had to bribe her to eat with bubblegum. Nice. Mom shut the kitchen door. Every time it's nice out, Mom goes over and shuts the kitchen door. Just opened the door. She's not gonna say anything. She's standing here smiling, getting fat. She's neglected. Since I've been working, she hasn't had a decent supper. Eating apple dumplings and graham crackers with icing for supper. I'll never be able to leave that old bat alone. She'll starve to death. She'll take Snoopy with her. I already decided I'm not leaving that poor thing here. Poor Snoopy. She'd never feed him. You know why? Ew, that stinks. Dog food. See, I told you I'd find something. No, she doesn't even say it. She just doesn't feed him. I told you. I was going to pick on her. She'll give me the evil eye. Yeah, I'll buy Anita Fundy.
Did he enjoy my piece?
Oh, you're nasty. Go watch television. It's Friday night, the fights, and you know, the minder binder's on, and I guess some people are leaving, and you know how those lovely hot rods go up around this corner. I swear one of these days I'm going to put a rope across that road. Ugh. As long as I'm not on call. Who needs it? Hooray! Squeal, screech. I really don't have anything earth-shaking to tell you. Nothing much doing at all. Glad I'm off tomorrow, but, excuse me, the mere thought of Sunday night is repulsive. You can well imagine. I'm on call. The only thing I want is the case about 11 o'clock. Last till 2. So I can have Monday off. Ta-da! Tuesday I'll be sick. Ain't bad. Ain't bad at all. Let's see what happens. Nothing else is doing. I love you. I miss you, Bressler. This is enough of this stuff, isn't it? I mean, really. Gee whiz. Much longer. You really don't want to stay there till November, do you? Huh? I mean, can't you think of other things you'd rather be doing? Like being home with me? At bedtime. Yeah. Snuggling. Playing. John. Guess what? Did you know an elephant's penis weighs 60 pounds? That's almost as big as yours. And you know that they must get about 3 or 4 or 5 feet long when it's erect? Imagine that. And it gets in an S shape and jumps all around. to get to the Target because it's so far away. Oh. Oh. When I read that, I couldn't think of anybody but you. Imagine that. Why would I think of you? Oh, I thought that was impressive as hell. Really impressive. Yeah. I'm not horny yet. I don't know why, but I'm not. I haven't been propositioned at work in a long time. I must be losing my touch. Oh yeah, I guess I have been. But they know it's no good. Well, it's no use to offer. What are you gonna do? When you're faithful, you're faithful. You're faithful? Faithful. Oh my. 60 pounds. Ugh. It's as tall as I am, too. Jesus Christ, can you imagine that? Lord. Well, dear, I guess I'm close. I am not even a good bullshitter on this tape, you know that? For a change, I feel like talking and I'm not in a hurry and I don't have anything else to do. And I can't think of anything to say. Not even bullshit. Oh, learned a new poker game tonight. You ready for this? It's deuces, jacks, and the man with the axe are wild. And the king of diamonds is the man with the axe. You're rained out if a queen of spades is dealt, which means you have to deal all over again. And a pair of sevens wins the pot as soon as it's shown. Well, no, not. It has to be a natural pair of sevens, and the person who has it can either take the pot whenever he gets it, or he can wait and take it whenever he wants, you know? But if somebody else gets a jack of diamonds, or rather, a pair of sevens, they could take it first. And also, if the queen of spades is dealt, they could fold the hand before they had a chance to take it. Are you ready? I'll tell you again. It's deuces, jacks, and a man with the axe are wild. It's rained out when you play a queen of spades. A pair of sevens wins the pot. It's a fun game. We were playing tonight without any money at work. You know, and you couldn't very well. And I definitely would have lost. But it seems like it would be a fun game, and you really could lose. Or you really could win a lot of money. I think I played a couple other ones, but I wasn't too impressed. You know, ones that we'd never played before. I like that one, though. Oh, dear. Oh, ho, ho. Now she's back again. Passing through. Running water. She won't say anything to you. Why don't you say something? Keep telling me you want to talk to him.
I will.
You will. I'm soon out of tape. You're going to miss your chance.
Someday.
Someday. Mm-hmm. Nice mother-in-law.
He knows I love him.
How's he know? You don't write? You don't talk to him?
That's how he knows I love him.
Is that the truth, or is that the truth?
I'm smart.
Praise the Lord. Woo! Uh-huh. How are ya? Can you believe it? Oh, what you don't have to live with. Lord. Well, I decided tomorrow, if I don't get your slides back and if I don't get my prints back, I'm going to have a temper tantrum. How's that? I'm really anxious to see those slides. She forgot something. She's back again. Glasses. She can't see a thing. She's like a schoolgirl, laughing and giggling. Pick, pick, pick. Well, dear. Guess I'll go find something to do. I stay the night out. Come on, mister. Can't stand it. Well, I love you. I hope you're doing all right. Did I tell you I got a little note from you today telling me? Yes, I did. Tell me you're just fine. Did I tell you about the form I got from Blue Cross? I think I did. No, maybe I didn't. Anyway, you know, we put on the paper that Hinchcliffe was your primary policy. And they sent me a form asking us to send our form to Hinchcliffe. Well, hell, we only sent it in March. This is only May. I wonder why they didn't get it. I guess I'll have to do some snooping around. I can't believe it. We didn't give that to Family Practice to send, did we? We couldn't. I knew we sent that. Just what I need is another hassle. Right? Wrong. Well, my dear, you'll be good. Take good care. How many more times do you think I can say that in one take? I guess a lot if I tried. I love you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye. Hi, John. Your daughter just spoke up, and it's 1 a.m. on Sunday night, and your daughter's about to get creamed. Anyway, it's 1 a.m. Sunday the 16th. I work 3 to 11 tonight, and I'm on call, praying to get called. But I don't think I will. Darn it. Anyway, yesterday turned out to be one of those crazy days. I was doing laundry. I planted the garden. And I cleaned the house. And then in the evening, I went up to Richard's. It was one heck of a day. It just seemed like I never stopped going. Zoe, that cat is going to bite you. Let him alone. You go back to bed. Now? Right now? What?
Something's left right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think she sewed the ribbon so it would fall off.
I think you're right. Now will you please go to bed?
Make a bow.
Yes. I'll see you tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm. Good night. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it was really busy. Zoe and I both made the garden. She sort of made her own little one. And I'll bet you hers grows better than mine. Planted corn, cucumbers, radishes, lettuce, onions, and the four strawberry plants that were already there. How'd that grab you? And as soon as I get some little tomato plants, I'm going to put them in too. I'm really excited about it. I hope it grows. You know, Kevin kept saying he was going to get his father-in-law's rototiller, and he was going to turn it, and they were going to plant it, and they were going to do this, and they were going to do that. Well, it's the middle of May, and you just can't wait any longer to plant. Foolish. So I turned it and I planted it. And I had a great time doing it. Worked like a small little horse. Loved it. Saturday night up at Richard's, I went up with Lee and Sandy. I wasn't going to go because I still had laundry to do. And I got my favorite friend Saturday evening. And I was tired and achy. And I was just going to stay home. And then Lee came over. Geez, it must have been 9:30. And I said, I thought you were going up to Richard's. And he said, well, I was. He said, but his mother-in-law was supposed to bring Sandy's sister up. Well, she didn't. And when Carol called them, and she said, you know, hey, when are you coming to get me? You know, Sandy said, Mom was supposed to bring you up. Well, Mom decided she wasn't taking Carol up, so... I guess then she did. She must have, because Lee was here and he said they were going as soon as Carol got there. So, I was semi-revived, and they said they weren't going to stay any later than 1 o'clock, so I went up to Richard's. Well, we were there till 2 o'clock, and we were playing a new game called Waterworks, and it's cards that have different kinds of pipelines, copper and lead. And the copper never get leaks, but the lead do. And they get leaks from your opponents, which is everybody else playing the game. And then there's different kinds of curves, and there's tees, and there's plugs, and there's lots and lots of leaks. And the idea of the game is to get, like, you start out with the faucet and the spigot, and you have to get, like, 8 cards between them, you know, with running water, with no leaks, to win the game. I just got cut off, so I'm going to give you a brief I love you, and I'll continue on another tape. Take good care. Really fun. I really had a good time. And it's